Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to another exciting episode of The Age of Aquarius, where I'm your host, Kenosha Amin.
Well, exciting times that we are having, changing times that we're having, that we're experiencing these days in America and abroad.
We just had our super blood moon from the 25th on into today. The super blood moon lunar eclipse, which is bringing tons of energy or reflecting tons of energy to the earth, mainly from the sun, because the sun has been putting out massive amounts of solar flares, corona mass ejections. I think on the 22nd of May, you had like 12 flares go off, or corona mass ejections go off in rapid succession. So that's a lot of energy that the earth is receiving. Consequently, with the super blood moon connected with that, and also the planetary alignments, planetary aspects that are going to be taking place on the 27th and the 28th, and the fact that the blood moon took place in the Sagittarius sign means that it's going to be a lot of fiery energy, because Sagittarius is a fire element. So you are seeing a lot of people with their tempers flaring. I saw a news report of a woman, I've never seen anything like this, a woman, I guess she was flying from San Francisco, I believe, into San Diego, and the flight attendant on the plane asked her to, you know, put her tray up like you always do when it, you know, it's a standard procedure. And so the woman didn't want to comply, and she punched the flight attendant. Like, the flight attendant actually lost a tooth or two teeth and was bleeding from the face. Like, that doesn't make any sense. But like I said in my last podcast, the zombification is taking place. Something is causing people to act in very erratic, animalistic ways. And we could attribute a large portion of these behaviors to the lunar phases when they occur, and the solar activity and how it hits the earth and how people respond. So keep your eyes and ears on your local news. As I said, it's sad to confirm, but as part of the zombification and people losing their mental state as the magnetic pole shift continues, like I said before, you're going to see a lot of people doing harm to other people. So shootings, mass shootings, one-on-one shootings, the shootings that are taking place in California, where people are driving along the 91 freeway and having their windows shot out. Erratic behavior, unnatural behavior. So when the magnetic pole shift continues, and as we are magnetic beings, our minds are magnetic fields.
Well, when the magnetic poles change, people's minds change, their thoughts change, their behaviors change,
and they are altered. So we can expect to see more of that, unfortunately. So, and if you ever have a grievance with someone, if something's just not right, if you feel that you've been treated unjustly, it's never a reason for you to just pull out a gun, pull out a weapon, and harm someone or harm innocent people. There is never a reason for that. That is very animalistic. That is heinous. That is very... it's a very bad thing to do. So always seek counseling. Always seek friends, family that you can speak with. You're never alone in the world. Even if you think you're alone, there are services. Even in the pandemic, there are services that you can reach out to, people you can reach out to. 1-800 numbers that you can call, and people will speak with you. So always keep that in mind if you're feeling, like the world is closing in on you. The world is not closing in on you. Your mind is closing in on you. I go through issues. I go through problems. I'm not some superhuman sitting on a mountaintop. The world sometimes feels like it's closing in, but it's just your mind. You think that you don't have any options when you have a plethora of options. you just got to open your mind up and say, okay, I can reach out here, I can reach out there, I can talk to this person or that person. So just putting that out there as sort of a PSA, because unfortunately we're going to have more violence take place because it's the magnetic pole shift. And part of the magnetic pole shift is everything's connected. So the sun and the energies that he puts out, the cosmos, the energies that she puts out, all of that is impacting us and impacts the earth, and it impacts us because we're sitting here on the earth. We're in this dimension that we call earth, so we're going to respond. And basically, the heart is the largest electromagnetic generator of the body. I mean, your body produces electromagnetic fields anyway, but the heart is the super generator. So whatever is in your heart is going to come out based on, you know, your belief systems, what you believe, what you hold on to, who you are, your essence, that God force that you're connected to, and how it expresses here in this dimension, because there are infinite number of dimensions. So whatever's in your heart, the magnetic pole shift is going to bring it out. So keep your vibrations high. Try to keep your vibrations high as much as you can. Also, the storms, as I said, will increase in the middle of the U.S. And all over the world, not just the U.S. All over the world, you're already seeing stories of massive hailstorms, electric lightning storms. As I said, more lightning strikes are going to hit the earth or come up from the earth. A lot of times we think lightning comes down from the sky, but many times it comes up from the earth. It's being discharged from the earth. Clouds can be seen as capacitors, and they just hold energy until they're released. And that's why whenever it's cloudy, it's a lot more energy. When you have a lot of vegetation and you have a lot of clouds generated, there's a lot more energy in the atmosphere in general. And usually the good ions, the negative ions, are in abundance where there's more vegetation. So, you know, get yourself some plants and put that in your home, or your apartment, wherever you stay. Try and get a lot of plants around you. Little mini waterfalls that you can buy. And that will generate a lot of negative ions in your residence or wherever you stay, because those are healthy. Positive ions is when it's the air is dry. There are no clouds, hardly any vegetation around. Positive ions are more in the desert region. So, and it makes people feel bad. It makes people feel uptight and upset. So just putting that little information out there. So the storms are going to increase. Volcanoes, as we see what took place in the Congo. Those volcano eruptions, the volcanic eruptions, are going to increase around the world. And as I said, there's no mini ice age coming. There are snaps of intense weather polarity. So in some instances, some places, excuse me, that's something in my throat. Some instances, the temperature is going to be very, very hot. Then it's going to oscillate between, you know, it's real hot, it's cool, it's raining, and it's hot again. Just like in China, we just had some hikers that were hiking. Unfortunately, like 27 people died because the temperature just dropped. It's like it went from like maybe like 50 degrees to like 25 in like a nighttime, a few hours. So those people were caught off guard, and unfortunately, a lot of people lost their lives. No, it wasn't a hike. I think it was a triathlon. Yeah, they were doing a triathlon, I believe. So, or a marathon, I believe that's what it was. So yeah, it's not like they were hiking. They weren't expecting such a weather change, because you wouldn't be dressed for extreme cold weather if you're running a marathon. So some people in China got caught in that, unfortunately. So with this super blood moon that we just had, expect, because you know we have lunar gaps that take place. So three days before a full moon or a new moon, and 3 days after a full moon or a new moon is usually when the energies are most intense. And you know,
the moon moves through constellations. I think it's like every day or every 3 days. I'm not sure, but the moon is constantly visiting the houses, or the 12 houses, the constellations. You know, there are 13, but for Western astrology, you've got 12. So the moon entered the house of Sagittarius, and it's a super blood moon. And we had the energies from the sun and the coronal mass ejections and the solar flares. So I don't know what to expect. I expect very intense storms, very intense heat waves. You already got a heat dome on the east coast of the U.S. Ice storms and just chaotic weather in general and chaotic people. People are just going to be acting up. As I said, it's what's in their heart. It's always been there. You know, one thing about the pandemic is that it leveled the playing field. So some people are used to just getting their way, or things just going their way, or they're used to a certain pattern, you know, across the board. People are just used to certain patterns, and the pandemic leveled the playing field, and now everybody has to adhere to a certain pattern, and they don't like it. Some people don't like it, and they begin to act out. What's in their heart comes out. So keep that in mind as we move forward in this age of Aquarius and this magnetic pole shift. The super blood moon is going to bring a lot of energies here to Earth. Expect a lot of, I don't know, geopolitical chaos, people acting out, diseases are probably gonna have a burst of diseases, weather phenomena is gonna be crazy. And as always, keep your eyes in the skies, look towards the heavens for what you'll see. You're gonna see some amazing things. So just wanted to share that little bit of information with you. Thank you for listening in to the podcast, and thank you for listening in to what I have to share. I really appreciate it. And once again, this is Kenosha Amen for the Age of Aquarius, signing off.